Welcome to Home Downtown Podcast, led by Pastors Jordan and Brooke Serio. We hope these messages will inspire you to live a life full of creativity, love, and faith.
Cool. Well, I don't know why that's so funny. She's like, clap for Adam. And everyone's like, okay. Tonight we're slowing down. We're doing something a little bit different. And we've kind of done this before in a similar way. But as Brooke and I were just going through this week, I'm just going to be honest, I was just exhausted. We were talking, I think it was yesterday even, and I had like a headache, but not from like lack of water or anything. It felt like it was like my mind. My mind was just throbbing. I'm like, what the heck is going on? And to be honest, I did prepare something for tonight, but I felt like the Lord was saying, why do you think that you need to have a collision of my spirit when I just want to spend time with you? There's this a little bit of a temptation to kind of have an expectation every Thursday night of like, man, there's going to be fire coming down and we're going to explode and people are going to get floored. And like, that's kind of what I think our charismatic culture has asked of us to expect. And it's good. And there's also things that maybe we should change. But I think what the Lord wants to do is grow steadily with us, almost like a marriage. Like, not like I need to have a honeymoon with Brooke and then go away and then have another honeymoon 6 months later or whatever it could be. Although that would be great for the times that I'm there, but the times that I'm away, I'm missing that interaction because I haven't experienced how to grow steadily in a marriage with a friendship. And so tonight we're slowing down. We're taking a break from our current Honor Everyone series. Although we're kind of not taking a break, because tonight we're just going to honor God. I wanted to read a quote from Dallas Willard. This is from his book on hearing God, and it says this: spiritual people are not those who engage in certain spiritual practices. They are those who draw their life from a conversational relationship with God. So we want to honor God by slowing down. And in this quote, he says, spiritual people are not those who engage in certain spiritual practices, but they are those who draw their life. I love that he uses the word draw because to me, it paints a picture of a slow, steady relationship that is continual. And actually at Boulder Street Church, these last, it's going for 10 days. I think it's been maybe since Sunday. I don't know how many days that is. Five. I knew someone would know. It's been 5 days. Actually, we're in this thing called continually. And what we're doing is we're in the church for 10 hours, 24 hours, or 10 days for 24 hours a day. In preparation for Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was given to us. And we're actually a part of that right now. We're in that moment right now. Micah actually spent the night here last night. He slept on a cot. We decided to move it because it was kind of weird that there was like a bed over here. But he spent the night here, and people have been here every night for the last 5 days. And 5 days from now, it will continue. Or it'll end in 5 days on Pentecost. Yeah. But we're in that moment, and I think it's not a surprise that the Lord is asking us to also rest and to spend time in his presence in a slow and steady moment with him. Sometimes we do want that collision of presence where we're floored and everything changes, and we have a moment where we can tell everybody, like, this happened on this day. But for some of us, it's a slow and steady growth. Some of us don't have a day we can get tattooed on our arm, like, I got saved on this day. Some of us slowly came to the knowledge of Jesus. Some of us slowly have experienced his presence, and we're still in that moment of growth. That's kind of how I felt. I had a moment, but I'm still in the moment. So tonight we're going to be resting in his presence. And rest is not only ceasing to do something. It's not like I'm just laying on the floor and resting, but it's also a choice to do something different. It's a strategic plan. Biblical rest is choosing to look at what God has done and being thankful for what's there, being thankful for what's already happened and what's already been built. And so tonight we're going to strategically make space for a conversational relationship with the Father. We're not going to jump around. We're not going to give words to each other. There's times for that, but tonight is not that time. Tonight we're just going to sit. And you can stand, you can do whatever you'd like to do, but I think it's really easy for us to maybe kind of come to church with an expectation of like, I mean, I need a quotable message. I need worship that makes me cry. I need to meet somebody who just got saved. I need to see all these things. I need to have an experience to go back with. But listen, there's nothing that I could do that could even come close to the comparison of what God could do with one single word. With one word, God could do more than I could ever do with a preparation. I could preach 100 messages. We could have 10 musicians up here who are professional, and God could do more with 1 second than we could do with 100 years. And so I'm going to invite Rebecca up here, and all she's going to do is help us so it's not awkwardly silent. We're not going to sing a song together. There's power in that, but again, this is not that moment. We're just going to take time. We're just going to rest. And that's not just doing nothing. I could take a day off of work and be at home and still be thinking about work. That's typically what happens. I take a day off, but really, my mind is just as stressed as it was when I was at work. Anybody ever feel that way? Okay, almost everyone's hands. So this will be good for us. So what we're going to practice, and this is in the way of Jesus, is he would go and he would spend time with his Father. He would rest, but he would be thankful. A lot of his prayers were out of thankfulness. I actually went through a teaching this morning, and I wish I had it with me. But it's, I think it was 4 or 5 ways that Jesus prayed, and one of them was thankfulness. Rarely did he ever pray for himself. He typically prayed out of a thankful heart, and he prayed for others. And sometimes he would pray for strength and wisdom. But I want us to be a congregation in a community that is thankful and that isn't afraid to slow down and take time. You won't go home with a message to post on your Facebook or your Instagram. You might not go home with a new charismatic movement of, oh man, like, this guy, he stopped doing drugs, he stopped drinking, or this happened and we saw gold dust come down from the sky. But listen, there's going to be a moment tonight where the Lord's going to meet with you. I really believe that. And it might be quiet, it might be for a moment, it might be for a minute. But there's more in that minute than I could ever do in a lifetime. And so I'm going to ask that maybe we stand up and then we spread out. And I'm going to ask as well that maybe you don't sit by the friend that you came with. Just because it's really, really easy to, like, when there's that time where it's like, well, I'm bored, no one's entertaining me, would you entertain me? Maybe we don't say that, but we probably feel that. I definitely have. And so we can actually stand right now and spread out. You can lay on the floor, you can stand, you can do whatever you'd like, but just go somewhere where it's as alone as you could be. Adam, if you want to hit those lights as well, you can hit these ones too, these big ones. And before we begin, I want to say just one more thing. If we could all just close our eyes for a moment, maybe we found our space. Is telling us that this is a waste of time. Like maybe you should be producing something. You should be promoting something. There should be some type of evidence of a good time. But listen, love himself is in the room right now. Not because he lives here, but because he lives in you. Father, I just want to pray out of a thankful heart tonight. Father, I ask for the spaces in me that have been dry and maybe I've filled with other things, or maybe I've allowed myself to get anxious because I wasn't in a posture that was aligned with you. Father, I know that you our love, that you are forgiving, that I'm actually washed clean, that I'm innocent. And so I don't come to you tonight in a place of fear, but I come to you tonight in a place of thankfulness. Let that be true for the body tonight. Father, even if I'm the only voice, even if we're the only church that's praising you, if everybody else says it's just a waste of time, Lord, we choose to be in the moments with you. To look around and say, wow, you've done something beautiful. So Jesus, we love you. We give the rest of our lives to you right now.